Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are kind of a mixed affair, but wheat is certainly getting a nice rally today as more talk of rain coming through, stalling the harvest of hard red winter wheat, but also causing further deterioration of soft red continues to weigh on or support this market. And then we look at the USDA reports on Monday, comes out at 11 o'clock, the quarterly stocks report, and also the final plantings. And what we have is, I think, some short covering going on in the wheat market as we end a quarter here on Monday. And then the corn, of course, is responding as well. Well, I think that the report's going to be a little friendly to corn. They've already raised the world supplies of corn, so I'm wondering what more they're going to throw at corn here in this report. But knowing the USDA, one never knows. In the beans, however, it is thought that the USDA will find more beans and, of course, that bean acres will be going up or be higher. Well, we've had November beans trading, and we've talked about this week, that November beans have traded at 1231, which was over the high of the end of May's close. And 1246 was the close at the end of April. So that said was that the market, having pushed up into those levels here yesterday, certainly was setting up the potential here to have this market looking like it was probably against some resistance. And so sure enough, the market's catching liquidation this morning and new sales. We're also seeing some spreading going on with the inversion of August to November, and that's usually in tight years, supplied years. That's not uncommon to see the August gain on November beans into the middle of July. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.